Rude Kleinpast is with us, and Rude, it is starting to warm up. It is, you know, things are turning daylight saving tomorrow, of course. It's that time to make sure you're getting everything planted for summer.
Not only that, but you also got a mulch. But at the moment where I am, mulch would actually fly at about 3 kilometre height. There are serious winds.
Oh, really? Rain. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, I hope you don't have trampolines coming through your backyard.
No, not yet, because only sheep and lambs probably. Yes. I'm waiting for them, low-flying lambs. By the way, tell your dad that I think he should start a different hobby, namely entomology.
Ah, why's that?
Because when I go on a field trip, I don't go any further than 50 metres.
Yeah, I think certainly Mum would be pleased with that outcome, I reckon, after the stresses of earlier this year. Yeah,
she knows. Yeah, I take whole groups of teachers into the forest, and I never lose one because I'm not going. I'm only going crawling distance.
Yeah, I think he needs to take a leaf out of your book, for want of a better term.
We'll take him out.
Pun intended.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go and have a look at this mulching because, you know, I mean, it's going to be busy. And yes, you're absolutely right. I've been sowing seeds and planting little seedlings and things like that. But the first thing you have to do, I think it's good to actually think the right way around, Jack. And this is why I said, let's talk mulch.
Right.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Especially down here, you know, we're getting these dry summers and all that. And if you haven't got your mulch stuff together, you're not going to – you have to constantly water. That's a pain in the bottom anyway. So the first thing is mulch, mulch, mulch. Now's a good time to do it because if you can get that stuff into the soil, that organic matter, it holds water and nutrients a lot better. And, I mean, you know, you can see I've written all sorts of stuff about chipper mulch. I've got myself this wonderful chipper, which I love. It's great. But also the leaf mold that we talked about a long, long time ago. And, of course, mulch does two or three good things. One is it suppresses weeds.
Mm-hmm.
It covers the soil. It stops evaporation, if you like. And it also puts organic matter into your soil. So there you go.
Yeah, beautiful.
Now. Yeah, that's the one. So what I can – and it's not just from the vegetable garden. It is all sorts of bits and pieces. Like Julie's got this lovely little forest garden that she grows all sorts of little bits and pieces in. And I showed you some pictures of the gorgeous plants that she's come out with. And they're beautiful. Narcissus, tulips, there's hellebores, there's all sorts of stuff. Violets. And now we've got amelanchiers blooming. Huh. We've got a huge, huge native clematis that is between the neighbors and us. A huge ball, probably a meter and a half in diameter, full of white flowers.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Good.
Yeah. And it all to do with soil. So I just thought, before you start doing anything, get the soil in order.
Make sure your soil's 100% sorted. Yeah, okay. No, that's very good advice. Do you set any of your plans by daylight saving, Rude?
Plans in terms of...
In terms of the garden.
No, not really. I mean, I go into the garden when it's good weather and when something needs to be done. And and because it's evening, it's lovely. But no, I love the nights. I'm also totally in au fait with Tiano. I love Tiano. It's one of my favourite towns. Same thing, eh?
Doing their own timing.
Absolutely.
Refusing to do daylight saving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got to be honest, I thought it was a bit of a joke at first when I read that about Tiano, but it's not the case.
No, it's not. No, I think it's – and it's right, because you can go into the mountains not that far from there and go up Ski Summit, and you're still back in time for daylight and a bit of a meal.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
I don't have problems with different time zones so long as it's a clean 1 hour difference.
You mean the Chatham Islands?
Yeah, the Chatham Islands. Just unbelievable, right? So right now it's 10:55 here, which of course means in the Chatham Islands it's 11:40 a.m. It's a 45-minute difference.
Isn't it lovely?
I know that most of us have sort of a base level arithmetic, but it's still every single time they have to do that equation. What's the time? 45-minute difference from the mainland? Yeah. I think South Australia has a half an hour difference compared to the East Coast in Australia, which is understandable. But anyway, thank you very much, sir.
The US has got it sorted all in 1 hour. Lots is good.
Yeah, I think that's the way to do it.
You got it.
Thank you very much.